Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Midland University in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, you couldn't ask for anything better. 5-0 in the season, three wins over three ranked opponents, and the other two pretty solid wins for you.
We have. We've gotten off to a good start, and we've seen some things that we really like. We've seen some things we still got to work on. But I think particularly with Saturday's win, that was a win that justified or helped remind the athletes of why the summer workouts were so important and why we've been putting in all the time.
Obviously a big one over Morningside, the number two ranked team in the NAIA preseason poll. You guys weren't ranked in the preseason polls. Your team playing with a little chip on their shoulders, knocking off three ranked teams right now?
Well, I think, you know, we expected a jump in all of our sophomores. That freshman year to sophomore year, you expect to see a nice increase in confidence and in execution and so forth. And we're seeing that bump right now. But I do. I think there's a little bit of little anger at how we played ourselves last year and making sure that doesn't happen again, and a little bit of a chip on your shoulder that maybe we weren't good enough or maybe we didn't belong or something like that. So I think there's a little fire in our soul right now.
Is that more of a confidence factor than anything else right now?
You know, I think so, and I think particularly see it in the last 5 minutes of games, where last year we would find a way to blow a ball game. That 8-point lead we had the other night, we made some mistakes, but we also made some big plays also to seal the game. We would have probably lost that game last year. But this is a team that again has found ways to win. We're a little unconventional with our rotations, a little unconventional with the number of people we're playing every night. But right now we're playing very hard and we're playing really solid defense, and so at this point it's worked out for us.
A little uncomfortable. I think you're playing 12, 13 girls. Our leading scorer the other night had 7 points. So if you look down on the score sheet at the end of the night, it's not real flattering, but you're getting the job done.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. If you're a coach in our league and you go, well, all right, they beat Morningside, so they must have had some great performances, and then you see 11 people who scored between 2 and 7 points, that's got to give you a little pause of how do we prepare for that team. On the other side, I would like to see us break out a little bit more with our shooting. I'd like to see our offense be a little bit better. We did cut down on the turnovers the other night, which is something that's been plaguing us for 3 years, basically. We've always been a team that turned it over about 19 times a ball game, and the other night we actually had fewer turnovers than Morningside. So we're making some improvements, but we've got to hit some shots.
Boy, defensively, you guys really turned up the wick. You held a team the other night 30 points under their scoring average. You guys giving up just 51 points per ball game defensively. That's going to be pleasing for you.
It is, and like you said, we've played some very good teams. We've played some good offensive teams. I think Kearney's an outstanding Division II program that we've held to 42 points. We really did a nice job holding Morningside to 22 points the entire second half, and they had 6 of those in about the first 2 minutes of the second half. So that's got to be the basis of what we're doing. It's the foundation of what our approach is. But again, we've got some work to do on the offensive end. I don't think I want to go all season long and believe that we have to hold everybody to 50 points to be successful.
What has been the big change defensively from a year ago?
Again, I think people just understand the system a little bit better. I think one of the things that really, I think, made a big jump for us was early in the scrimmages, we were playing some very good junior college teams, and Aaron Vanderpool just got very physical and got after people. And now you've seen Cammy Bruckman. If there's a loose ball on the floor, Cammy's going to be there and she's going to be around and she's probably going to dig it out. And that type of mentality just starts seeping into everybody else. Now, on top of it, you're seeing Alicia Statler play some of the best defense she's ever played in the 4 years she's been here. We don't help our posts at all, where a lot of teams double down and try and get the post to kick it out. We tell our posts, you got to do the job yourself and we're going to stay out on the perimeter. And in the Kearney game, I thought she was exceptional against some very athletic, very talented Division II posts. And I thought the other night, her 4 blocks and Laurel's 4 blocks, weren't your traditional blocks where you block the ball, it goes back to the offensive player and they get another chance, or you block it, it goes out of bounds and they get the ball back. We blocked it and then just grabbed it out of midair, and it was pretty much a turnover. So those eight blocks turned out to be eight turnovers, and that's a little crippling to an offensive team that wants to take it to the hole. They get a little hesitant to come in there. They don't come in with quite the same aggressiveness, and so that really helps our defense.
Talked about the offense, a work in progress. What sort of things do we need to improve on there?
You know, it's just basically getting into a rhythm shooting. We'll go 2, 3, 4 minutes where we're shooting the ball well. We've got good movement. We've got inside. We've got outside play. We've got driving. And then all of a sudden we'll go 5 minutes and not score. And getting all the same shots, doing all the same things. But we just have dead spots in our offense right now. And we've gotten away with it because our defense and our rebounding has been very solid. But we've got to figure out a way to generate some more open court offense, and also to just shoot the ball better when we get into the half court.
Face a team tonight that came in here last year, beat us on our home floor. We went up to Fremont, beat them by 10 points. So a team that we struggled with last year.
Well, you know, we struggled with everybody, to be really honest. This is an athletic team. This is a team that shoots the three. They're averaging about 72 points a game, which is 10 points a game more than we're averaging. So it'll be another challenge for our defense. But I think, again, a big factor is that we're back home again. We played very well the last time we were home, which was the Kearney game. And so we hope to make some improvement with our shooting tonight and be a little better offensively and continue the same defensive game and the rebounding that we've been doing.
I will come back and talk about Midland as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings and Midland University here tonight. Team that is 3-3 in the season. Like I said, a team that shoots the ball extremely well, 47% from the outside. So one of the better shooting teams in the conference.
This is a really good offensive team. Like I said, they shoot about 71 points a ball game. They've got a great percentage. They've got great inside and outside. They're very athletic in the post. So this is going to be a challenge for our posts in that they don't have to worry about muscling up, but they're going to have to worry about the quickness factor. And our guards or our perimeter players have got to make sure that they don't allow penetration and get into situations, because the other thing they do very well is they go to the offensive boards. And so that's the two ways you generate points. You attack, and then you get second chance points out of it, and they're doing a very good job at both of those aspects.
A little freshman guard from Omaha Marion that's leading them in scoring right now, the Johnson girl, about 14, 15 points per ball game. Talk about her.
Well, very quick, very athletic guard. Another thing they do well is they get out in transition and they get you into some three-on-ones and three-on-two open court situations that they're good at converting. But they have three people who are right now averaging double figures, and then they've got two more that are in that 8 and 9 point range. So that's a lot of offense out of their top five. Now, they drop off pretty quickly after that, and they don't have the depth that we have. But it's really going to be critical that we make sure we take at least three out of five of those starters and drop them down below their scoring average significantly.
And some size last year, and use that size in the post. Is this a different style of team this year?
I don't think so, because the base is the same. They work with their post away from the ball a lot of times, and then if they get that penetration, your post has to slide over, then that post sneaks in behind you, so to speak, and gets that easy bucket or gets that rebounding position. And that's what we've told our players from a defensive standpoint, is we just can't allow penetration tonight, because the second chance opportunities or the pass to the post is way too easy for them. So everybody's really got to knuckle down and pay attention and do their job on the perimeter.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It is Hastings and Midland tonight on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Got a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Midland University in town out of Fremont, Nebraska to take on Hastings here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this evening. Hastings College women coming in, a record of 5 wins, no losses on the season. The Broncos coming off of a huge win over second-ranked Morningside on Saturday up in Sioux City, winning by a score of 54-50. Hastings has beaten 3 ranked teams in the first 5 games of the season, including that upset win over the Mustangs on Saturday. Hastings also with wins over York Southwestern, Mount Mercy, and McPherson of Kansas. Midland coming in under the veteran head coach in Joanne Bracker, now in her 42nd season as a head coach at Midland. The record this year at 3 wins and 3 losses. They are 0-1 in the conference. They opened up their conference season on Saturday with a loss in Orange City to Northwestern by a score of 80-54. Midland lost their first ball game of the season to Bethel of Indiana, 77-75. Came back to win 3 straight over William Penn, 71-61. They beat Central Methodist, 65-56. Hammered Peru State, 98-66. Midland has dropped their last 2 ball games to St. Mary's and to Northwestern, 87-70 and 80-54. Midland, a team that's averaging 72 points per ball game on offense, 72.2 to be exact. 71.2 is their defensive scoring average. Midland shoots the ball extremely well. In fact, after the first couple of weeks of the season, Midland, number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in field goal percentage, knocking down 47% of their field goals so far this year. They are third in the conference in three-point shooting at 29%, and they hit 70% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opponents 38-33. Turnover-wise, they average 22 turnovers per ball game for 17 on the opposite end. Hastings College coming in, averaging 66.8 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 51.2 on the defensive end. In fact, Hastings is number one in the conference in opponents' field goal percentage. Teams are only hitting about 34% against the Bronco defense, which has played extremely well for the first 5 ball games of the season here this year. Teams are hitting only 29% from three-point territory. Hastings offensively averaging, like we said, about 66, 67 points per ball game. They hit 45% from the field, 27% from three-point territory, 67% from the free throw line. We'll check the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Midland University, the Warriors, they will start with Jamie Tramer, who's a 5'10" junior out of Omaha. Tramer on the season is averaging right at 11 points per ball game, grabbing 9 rebounds per game. The other starter for Midland will be Jamila Johnson, who's a 5'8" freshman out of Omaha Marion. Johnson is averaging 14.7 points and 3 rebounds per game. She's a leading scorer on the team for Midland. She had 12 points in the ball game against Northwestern on Saturday. Darian Boone is a 5'5" sophomore from Jacksonville, Florida. Boone is averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds per game. Shelby Ruprecht is a 5'10" sophomore out of Campbell, Nebraska. Ruprecht is averaging 4.8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game.
And Trisha Hoffman is the other starter for Midland, who's a 5'9" senior out of Homer, Nebraska. Hoffman is averaging 9 points and 3.8 rebounds per ball game. So Midland will go with Jamie Tramer, also Jamila Johnson, Darian Boone, Shelby Ruprecht, and also Trisha Hoffman in the starting lineup here tonight for the Warriors. For Hastings College, again, their record is sitting at 5 wins and no losses under head coach Jeff Dittman. They will start with Cammie Breckman, a 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake. Breckman is averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Sophia McDermott, a 5'3" senior out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. McDermott is averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior out of Carmichael, California. She hit the 2 free throws late in the ball game against Morningside. In fact, with 4.6 seconds to play, to ice the victory for Hastings College in an upset win on Saturday. Wong is averaging 4.8 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson is a 5'11" junior out of Papillion, Nebraska. Thompson averaging 2.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Alicia Statler, a 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Statler averaging 10 points and 6.5 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings will go with Candy Breckman, Sophia McDermott, Brittany Wong, Alyssa Thompson, Alicia Statler in the ball game here tonight. The Broncos are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Meanwhile, it'll be Midland in their black uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in their orange. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, at 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go Hastings and Midland here tonight. Other games going on in the conference. In fact, a lot of good ball games. Number one squaring off against number two tonight. As there'll be Northwestern playing at Morningside. Other games in the conference tonight, Dort is at Mount Marty. Nebraska Wesleyan playing in Seward against Concordia. Midland here against Hastings, Doan at Briarcliff, and Dakota Wesleyan playing a non-conference game at York College here tonight. Those are all men's and women's basketball doubleheaders, so a lot of action around the conference here tonight. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the ball game here tonight. Again, welcome to Bronco basketball from the Osborne Sports Complex. We're at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings and Midland. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and the Broncos will control the opening tip. So Hastings controls the opening tip. Brittany Wong has got the ball, comes over here on the elbow on the left side. Melissa Thompson has got it. Now to Cammie Breckman, backs outside. Out to a Sophia McDermott for three. Shot is up there and in. Sophia McDermott hits the three ball from the top of the key, and Hastings is off and rolling here just about 20 seconds into the ball game. 19:37 remaining. Hastings out on top by the score of 3-0 here in the ball game. Here comes Midland back the other direction now. Hopping inside, here's a shot taken there by Darian Boone. That's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. Breckman runs it down the near sideline, runs into Boone, circles around, takes it underneath the basket, kicks it back here, out here on the left side. Sophia McDermott with the ball, dribbles to the free throw line, over on the wing now. On the right side, that's Melissa Thompson. Pass out on top is deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up by Moon. Drive, shoots, and misses the layup. Ball is tipped around, and it's picked up here by Trisha Hoffman. Back outside. Here's Johnson's three. Just put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos turn it away on that last possession, but Midland cannot convert offensively. 3-0 is the score, and Hastings has got the advantage here early in this ballgame. Here's Melissa Thompson with the ball just outside the three-point arc. Bombs it inside to Breckman, kicks it back out. McDermott for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. Thompson back out to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it back to Thompson, left side. Bombs it into Stadler. 2-3 players collapse on her. She kicks it back out on the wing to Cammie Breckman. Drives between a couple of defenders, falls down, and a foul is called. Personal foul is going to go on Darian Boone. Boy, as soon as Alicia Stadler got the ball, not 2, 3, but 4 players in the paint there trying to deny a shot from Alicia Stadler. Alicia kicks it back out on the left side, and Hastings draws the personal foul. Broncos will play it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here's a Brittany Wong to Alicia Stadler. Stadler down to Sophia McDermott. Left side to Breckman. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound, Stadler grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Alicia Stadler with the offensive rebound and the follow shot. 5-0 is the score. Hastings out on top early in the ball game. 18-10 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Second possession here for Midland. Darian Boone has got the ball over there just to the left of the circle. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing the ball there is Tramer, and she has to go off of her fingertips out of bounds. First turnover on Midland here in the ball game. The Warriors average 22 turnovers per ball game. Hastings out on top, 5-0 here in this contest. We have played 2 minutes. The Broncos will walk the ball back up the floor. Broncos averaging 66.8 points per ball game offensively. They have flat done the job in defense here this year. Here's Stadler from the free throw line, puts it up there. It's an air ball. It's no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland's ball. So Alicia Stadler steps away from down underneath the basket out toward the free throw line and throws up the air ball for Hastings College. It'll be Midland coming back the other direction. 5-0 is the score. Broncos have the lead. Here's pressure over here on the right side. Darian Moon gets it out here to Atricia Hoffman. Hoffman down to the top of the key. With the basketball there is going to be a Darian Moon. Comes over here to Atricia Hoffman. The ball deflected away and is picked up here by Hastings. Picked up there by McDermott. Long pass down the floor to Stadler. Shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings off of the break. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here. That's going to go on Shelby Ruprecht. That's going to be her first foul. And the second team foul called on Midland in the first half of play. Hastings out to a 7-0 lead. Stadler to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Ball swatted around. Comes to the corner and is picked up there. Picked up there by Johnson of Midland. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Her off-balance shot is up there. It's no good. Ball poked out of bounds there. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Shelby Ruprecht of Midland. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings down on top of Midland in women's college basketball. 7-0 is the score. Brittany Wong with it now. Free throw line extended right side. Comes over to Sophia McDermott. McDermott dribbles to her left. Here's a pass that's deflected. Picked back up here by McDermott. McDermott comes over to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbles to the free throw line. Backs it out with 8 seconds left in the shot clock. Down to Camby Breckman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Melissa Thompson. Thompson gets it back to Breckman. Loses control of the ball. It is loose out here in the three-point territory. Scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will maintain control. 16:38 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. 7-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings College will be Kaylee Raggeth. And coming out will be Melissa Thompson. So Raggeth into the ballgame for the first time, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball, Nebraska. She's averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds per game. Hastings will play about 13 players in the ballgame tonight. There's a personal foul called on Stadler as they go to the high post there, and Alicia tried to poke the ball away and picks up the personal foul instead. First foul on Alicia, first team foul on Hastings College here in the ballgame. It'll be Midland playing things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Darian Moon, 15-footer, way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Brittany Wong. Long pass down to Florida McDermott. Shot is up there, no good. She's fouling the play from behind. Darian Moon picks up the personal foul there for Midland. That's going to be your second team foul, number 3 on the Warriors. And going to the free throw line is going to be Sophia McDermott. McDermott has not shot a free throw all season long, averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Her shot is up there, it's good. Hastings as a team hitting 67% from the free throw line, which as of now is dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings at 67% from the foul stripe. McDermott will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Raggeth. Hastings keeps it alive. Down to McDermott, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Right through the fingertips here of Cammie Breckman on the near sideline. Hastings turns it away. It's going to be Midland's ball here in the backcourt. The Warriors have gone nearly 4 minutes without scoring here in the first half of play. We've got 16-17 remaining in the first half. 8-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of Midland here. This is a Warrior team that came to Hastings last year and beat the Broncos here on their home floor. Here's a jump ball called. Elisa Stadler tying up Shelby Ruprecht as the Warriors finally got the ball in the paint there. Ruprecht goes up for the shot. Elisa Stadler ties her up for a jump ball. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it on the Midland turnover. Warriors with 3 turnovers already here in the ballgame. 8-0, Hastings out on top early in this one. Broncos pitching a shutout here in women's college basketball. Here's a Sophia McDermott comes over here to Raggeth. Her long-range jumper is up there and in, just inside the three-point circle. Kaylee Raggeth hits a long-range jumper there for the Broncos. Hastings out on top now by a score of 10-0. And now Joanne Bracker wants to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout, 15 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we've got a break with a score. Hastings 10, Midland nothing.
Whit Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Whit, there's a way. Whit Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings pitching a shutout early. 10-0 is the score. Broncos out on top of Midland University in the ball game here tonight. As Midland has got the ball in their offensive end, here's Trisha Hoffman with the ball. Hoffman goes over on the left side to Kristen Cameron. Her long pass down low is deflected, picked up by Ruprecht. There's a block shot there as a Laurel Zwiener gets a block. Zwiener and the Stadler each had 4 block shots in the ball game against Morningside the other night. Stadler has got 1 already tonight, and there Laurel Zwiener picks up 1. Hastings has got the ball back. 10-0 is a score. Broncos back in their offensive zone. Here's a Kaylee Ragoth with the ball over on the left side of Brittany Wong for 3. Shot good. Brittany Wong hits a 3-pointer, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 13-0 here in the ball game. Midland has gone 5 minutes without scoring here in this one. We're at the 14:50 mark. Here's a Trisha Hoffman with the ball. Gets it inside again to Ruprecht. Loses control of the ball down here in the baseline. Loses it out of bounds. A turnover on Midland. That's the 5th turnover on the Warriors. Danielle Steffen in the ball game now for Midland. Steffen is a 6-foot junior out of Lakewood, Colorado. Hastings also making some substitutions coming in there. The Broncos will play about 13 players. In fact, everybody that's suited up tonight will get into the ball game early. For Hastings, they had a pretty healthy rotation here in the first 5 ball games of the season, but it's worked so far. The Broncos out to a 5-0 record here on the season. Shooting for number 6 here tonight, 13-0. Hastings out on top. Taz Yorick with the ball over on the right side. Here's a shot taken there by Aaron Vanderpool. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hoffman. Her pass is deflected there by Laurel Zwiener, but right back into the hands of Hoffman. Running back the other way. They get it to Cameron. Now back inside. Here's a shot taken by Danielle Steffen. It's deflected. Had another partially blocked shot there by Laurel Zwiener. Hastings College comes back the other way. With the basketball, there is going to be a Taz Yorick. Hammers the ball inside. Falling down with it was Ragoth, and she's going to pick up a personal foul. Or Midland's going to pick up the foul on Ragoth. The personal is going to go on Danielle Steffen. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 already in the Warriors. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Aaron Vanderpool looking to trigger things in. Does so right in front of the basket. And shot is up and in. Courtney Spahn scores there for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 15-0 here in the ballgame. Midland has now gone 6 minutes without scoring here to begin the ballgame. And here's a pass down in the baseline out of bounds. Danielle Steffen throws the ball down in the baseline. Nobody home there for Midland. Trying to get it to a Kristen Cameron. She was nowhere near it. It goes out of bounds. That's 7 turnovers on Midland here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by 15 points early. Hastings 15, Midland nothing. Here's Aaron Vanderpool with the ball. Midland now going to some sort of a zone here. They lob it inside to Courtney Spahn over on the right side now. On the wing is going to be Taz Yorick. Pounds it down low to Kaylee Ragoth. Back out on top to Courtney Spahn. Holds it down in the corner again. Here's Ragoth from the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Ball poked away. It is picked up here. Now it's ripped out of there by Midland. Ball ripped out of there by Jamie Tramer. And here come the Warriors back the other way. Cameron feeds it on the left side. Driving for the basket and missing the layup is going to be Johnson. Jamia Johnson missing the layup there, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. 13-11 to play here in the first half. Midland still with a goose egg on the scoreboard. Here's a 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Courtney Spahn. Rebound comes down to Midland, and a foul is going to be called. The Warriors got the rebound there, but a personal foul called on Hastings. It's going to go Kaylee Ragoth. That's going to be her first personal foul, second team foul on Hastings College here in the first half of play. 13:05 to play in the first half. Hastings 15, Midland nothing. Into the ball game now, Karen Lankus for Midland. Lankus is a 5'4" junior out of Fremont. She is averaging 2 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. The Warriors have now gotten 7 minutes to begin the ball game without scoring. They still have the goose egg on the board. Here's Karen Lankus with the ball, dribbles inside to paint. A pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Zwiener. Her outlet pass is going to be tipped. It's brought down by Hastings with the ball there. It's going to be Vanderpool. She's on her knees. She gets it away down to a Kaylee Ragoth, and here come the Broncos with a 15-point lead early in this one. Ragoth with the ball back outside. Vanderpool hops inside the 3-point ring. Flips it away now to Taz Yorick. Right sideline, Vanderpool. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side there by Danielle Steffen. Steffen gets the ball away now to a Jamila Johnson. Long pass down the floor, down in the corner to a Karen Likas. Likas now on the wing to a Tramer.
How is US
over to Johnson on the far side. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zwiener of Hastings. She gets into the hands now of Taz Yorick. That's nine turnovers on Midland here in the ballgame. Taz back outside the ring to Aaron Vanderpool. To Taz Yorick, now to Laurel Zwiener. Left side to a Courtney Spahn. Brings back to the top of the key. That's Aaron Vanderpool. Now to Ragoth. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball poked out. It's picked up here by Spahn. Zwiener pokes the ball out to a Courtney Spahn. Down to a Kaylee Ragoth dribbling inside. We've got a whistle, and we've got a traveling violation on Hastings. Traveling violation on Hastings. So it'll be Midland coming back the other way. 11 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 15 to nothing. Here's Jamila Johnson with the ball. She is the freshman out of Omaha Marion High School. To a Karen Likas. Likas loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Likas just lost control of it out here near the mid-court stripe there, and she loses it into the scorers table. 10 turnovers now on the Midland in the first 12 minutes of the ball. Actually, the first 8 minutes of the ball game. Hastings with the basketball now back in their offensive zone as Midland is going to play a zone defense here on this possession. Entry pass to Thompson, down low to Alicia Stadler, and we've got a traveling violation on Alicia. Again, she grabs the ball down deep underneath the basket. Three girls collapse on her defensively for Midland. Alicia's whistle for the traveling violation, the third turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Midland still looking to get on the scoreboard here in this one, and here's a personal foul called on Hastings. A foul is going to go on Aaron Vanderpool, as bringing the ball up was Jamila Johnson for Midland, and Vanderpool commits a personal foul just as she brought it back into the forecourt. Midland will play things in off of the far side. A pass deflected. It's going to go out of bounds now on the near sideline right in front of the Bronco bench. So Midland will come over here and play it in. 29 seconds left in the shot clock. 11:20 to play in the first half. It's 15 to nothing. Hastings out on top of Midland University. Karen Likas with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Likas circles around, takes it to the basket. Her driving layup is up there. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. And now Likas will go to the free throw line and try to get Midland on the scoreboard. Courtney Spahn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four in the Broncos. Here's Karen Likas to the free throw line. She has not been there all season long, and the shot is up there. It's good. Midland finally gets on the scoreboard with 11 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first half of play. It's now 15 to 1. The Broncos have the lead. Likas will go to the free throw line for one more. Her shot is up there. The shot is around the rim, falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Courtney Spahn with the ball for the Broncos. Down the near sideline, left-handed dribble, gets it out between the rings to Vanderpool. To Stadler, back outside to Spahn. Shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Courtney Spahn now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings blowing Midland out of here early. 18-1 is the score. Hastings out on top, and now we got a whistle here as Midland brings the ball back in their offensive zone. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. That's going to be on Vanderpool. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number five with the Broncos. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Coming out will be Aaron Vanderpool. Hastings 18, Midland 1. This is the second conference ball game of the season for both of these teams. There's an inbound pass. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good from Danielle Steele. One shot and out with a rebound. There is Courtney Spahn for Hastings. Spahn down the right sideline, gets away. Bounce pass comes over here to Brittany Wong. Down to Melissa Thompson just inside the ring. A shot is up and in. Long range jumper there by Melissa Thompson. She dials one up. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 20-1 here in the first half of play. Karen Likas with the ball. Likas rainbow pass over to the far sideline. Trisha Hoffman down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken by Tramer that's no good. Rebounded there by Hastings College. Melissa Thompson into the forecourt. Now to Brittany Wong. Sends it down in the corner. That's a Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney dribbling with it. Moves to her right. Comes out here now to Taz Yorick. Back down in the corner. Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman is going to dribble out of there now for the Warriors. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Pass over to Shailene Miller on the far sideline. Bounce pass inside to Steffen. Turnaround jumper good. Danielle Steffen scores just the left side of the lane. And that's the first field goal for Midland. And it occurs at the 9:50 mark of this first half of play. It's now 20-3 in favor of the Broncos. So they get one free throw back there at the 11-minute mark. And now they get their first field goal of the ballgame. Here's Taz Yorick out for the baseline. No good. The ball tapped out. Stadler gets it into the hands of Brittany Wong. Stadler's got the ball back again at the top of the key. Out to Wong for three. Shot is up there. Off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn to Melissa Thompson. She's fouling the play. Hastings doing a great job on the boards here, both offensively and defensively here in this ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Midland. And it's going to go on to Karen Likas. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. And the shot is up there. The shot is good. Thompson is now 3 of 3 on free throws this season. He's got 3 points in the ball game for Hastings here in this one. Back into the contest, Shelby Ruprecht now for Midland. Hastings out on top on a score of 21-3 over the Midland University Warriors here tonight. A team coming in here out of Fremont. Second shot is up there by Thompson. It is off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht now to Danielle Steffen into the forecourt. There's a feed down in the baseline. Trisha Hoffman, 15-footer, is off the mark, no good. Rebound to Karen Likas. Likas in the lane. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. Grabbing the ball there is Steffen. Back outside to Hoffman. Back inside to Danielle Steffen. She loses control of the ball. It goes off of her fingertips out of bounds, and Midland gives her right back to Hastings College here. 9:06 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 21-3. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball now for Hastings College. Wong starts off right, comes back left. Bounce pass comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Back outside now to Josie Schomp, who's into the ball game, to Brittany Wong. Wong beyond the three-point circle, comes across the top to Frankie Peterson. Peterson reverses the ball, comes over here to Schomp for three. Shot good. Josie Schomp was the only player on the roster that made the trip to Morningside on Saturday that did not score. She gets in the scorebook here early with a three-pointer. Here's a shot taken by a wide-open Danielle Steffen. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Danielle Steffen right in front of the basket tries to go up for the shot there. It would not go, and the ball goes trickling over the end line out of bounds, and Hastings will get her back. 24-3 is the score. Hastings College out on top early in this one. 8 minutes and 27 seconds to play. In this first half, Hastings looking for their sixth straight win here to begin the season. Frankie Peterson with the ball for Hastings. Comes out here to Josie Schomp. Dribbles once, sends it over on the right side to a Brittany Wong. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Peterson. Dribbles once. Picks her back up out to Brittany Wong. Back down in the corner to Peterson. Three-pointer has been up there. No good. Ball being tapped around in the lane. Brought down by Melissa Thompson. And a jump ball is going to be called. Thompson is tied up in the play there by Shailene Miller of Midland. It'll be a Warrior basketball in the alternating jump. So the Warriors will play things in. Just joining us, Hastings scored the first 15 points in the ball game before Midland got on the board with a free throw. They've hit only one free throw and one field goal here in this ball game so far, and we're down to the 7:54 mark of this first half. Here's a personal foul on Hastings. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be your first. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener, and coming out will be Alicia Stadler. So Zwiener is out of the ball game, a 6'4" sophomore out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Non-shooting situation. Midland will play things in. A pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Melissa Thompson. Down to a Brittany Wong. 11 turnovers on Midland so far in the ball game. Wong down in the corner to Josie Schomp. Bounce pass goes inside, mishandled by Zwiener, and the ball brought out of there by Midland. They get the ball ahead to Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman on the wing sends it inside. Here's a shot from underneath the bucket. It's no good by Miller. Rebounded by Midland. As they get her back down here in the baseline, here's a long-range jumper, but up there no good by Shelby Ruprecht. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So for the first time, Midland getting a second opportunity at the basket. Didn't make any difference. They couldn't convert on either one of the shots down here on this possession. And Hastings will get her back now here in the near sideline. 24-3 is the score. Hastings out on top with 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brittany Wong to Thompson. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's no good. High in the air for the rebound. Danielle Steffen clears it out to the left side to Miller. Long pass down the floor here. There's a shot taken by Hoffman. No good, and she's fouling the play. They got it to Trisha Hoffman down there. She is fouling the play here by Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for the Warriors will be Trisha Hoffman, averaging 9 points per ball game. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A 62% foul shooter coming in here. She misses her first opportunity here. Midland is a team, number 4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference right now, hitting 70% of their free throws. Next shot is up there, it's good So Hoffman hits the free throw. It's now 24-4. The Bronco lead is 20. 7 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in women's college basketball tonight. We've got the men's game coming up next between Midland and Hastings. That one will go at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have it right here on 1230 KHIS. Brittany Wong with the ball, dribbles to the top of the key. Wong has to get rid of that. That's Sophia McDermott. McDermott gets it away now to Josie Schomp. Schomp comes over here on the left side to Frankie Peterson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Peterson behind the screen puts up a shot from the elbow. It's going to be no good off of the mark. Rebound is knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called in Hastings. Josie Schomp was whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That is team foul number 8 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. So we walk to the other end. We'll have some free throws coming up here. That's going to be Shelby Ruprecht going to the free throw line for Midland. Ruprecht is an 87% foul shooter in the season, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first 6 games. Shot is up there. It's good. So Shelby Ruprecht will have one more here for the Warriors, a 5'10" and sophomore out of Campbell, Nebraska, playing for Joanne Bracker up there at the Midland University. Next shot is up there. It's good. 24-6 is the score now. Hastings with an 18-point lead. Midland now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Frankie Peterson gets the ball here. Laurel Zwiener, two-handed pass across the midcourt stripe to Raggeth. Raggeth down in the corner now. That's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Her pass across the lane is deflected out of bounds. It's lost out by Hastings. Last touch by Kaylee Raggeth over there on the far sideline. Broncos turnover. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Average 16 per game on the season. 24-6 is the score. Hastings out on top. Midland has got the ball back the other way, driving down the right side of the lane. The ball's poked away from Danielle Steffen. It is loose. It comes on the near sideline, and a timeout is called here. Shailene Miller got possession of the ball right in front of the scorer's table on the near sideline and immediately calls the timeout for the Warriors, trying to keep that possession alive, and they do just that. So we got a timeout, 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. It's all Hastings, the Broncos 24, Midland University 6.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
There's a shot by Hoffman off of the right baseline. No good. And a rebounded by Jamie Tramer. And a follow shot by Tramer is good. So Midland gets their second field goal here in the first half. And it's now a 24-8 ball game. With 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a feed to the far sideline deflected by Hoffman. She saves it from going out of bounds. A nice save there. Hastings turns it away. Midland comes back the other direction as they try to get something going here against this tough Bronco defense. A defense that's yielding only 51 points per ball game. There's a short jumper in the lane by Johnson, no good. Rebound comes down to a Josie Schomp. Long pass down the floor. Kaylee Raggeth's got now. Left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to a Peterson. Still 20 seconds on the shot clock. Peterson down in the corner to Schomp. Shot for three is no good. Offensive rebound. Nope, a defensive rebound there by Hoffman, and she's fouling the play. Hoffman got the board as she ripped that one out of the hands of Kaylee Raggeth, but Raggeth is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Number one is playing number two tonight in women's college basketball. And with about 4 minutes to play in the first half, Northwestern out on top of Morningside by a score of 18-16. Northwestern 18, Morningside 16 in women's college basketball late in the first half. Trisha Hoffman of the free throw line. She's got 1 point so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. And the Hastings College lead is now 15 points at 24-9 here in this one. 5:17 to play. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. So Midland with 6 free throws and a couple of field goals to their credit here in the first half of play. Hastings has got the ball, bringing it up against the pressure here in Midland in backcourt. Hastings handled the press from Morningside very well on this Saturday up in Sioux City. Here's a long-range jumper by McDermott. No good. Rebound. Breckman follows shot is up there. That one is good. Cammie Breckman gets the offensive board and the putback. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Broncos now with a 16-point lead at 26-10. Midland now with the ball. They send it deep in the corner to the right side. Here's a three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. By Johnson. Offensive rebound. Hoffman. Follow shot. No good. She's hacked in the arm. And Trisha Hoffman will go back to the free throw line now for Midland. The foul is going to go on Alicia Stadler. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Hoffman for Midland. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the ball game. And make it 3 out of 5 as that one is short. She'll get one more. Back into the ball game now is going to be Kristen Cameron. Kristen Cameron back into the ball game. A 5'7" senior out of Lyons, Nebraska. 26-10. Broncos have the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. So Hoffman hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Midland has hit double figures now. It's 26-11. They apply the pressure here in backcourt. Alicia Stadler, 200 pass. They get her into the offensive zone. McDermott now waits for her teammates. And inside, they work it in there. A shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. That's a Sierra Williamson who's into the ball game now. A freshman out of Bloomfield, Colorado, that takes that last shot there for the Broncos. Back the other way. Here's a shot off of the baseline. It's going to be up there. No good by Hoffman, and she's going to be fouled into play. Fouled by Alicia Stadler, and that's going to be your third. Alicia Stadler picks up her third personal foul there for Hastings College. So Alicia goes out to try to cover up Trisha Hoffman on the baseline. Couldn't stop and ran over Hoffman, and she gets charged with the third personal foul. There's the free throw. It's up there and in by Hoffman, so she's doing all of her damage from the free throw line here. She has 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, and Midland is back to within 14 points at 26-12. Here comes the next shot by Hoffman. It's up there and in. They're going to say this was in three-point territory, so she's going to have 3 shots. Alicia Stadler is going to come to the bench. Trisha Hoffman will have her third free throw coming up here. It's up there and in. So the Warriors all of a sudden have cut the lead to 26-14. They've outscored Hastings here in the past couple of minutes, a margin of 11-2. Broncos have had a tough time getting anything to go down here as of late. Here's a Sierra Williamson with the ball here in backcourt. Brings it over to Frankie Peterson. She's going to have her pocket picked right at the midcourt stripe. Flips it away to a Hoffman. Driving layup is up there, no good, and she's fouled into play. That's a Sierra Williamson going to pick up the personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. I think Jeff needs to call a timeout, and he'll do that right here. We have some free throws coming up from Trisha Hoffman. The Broncos got it to a huge lead in this one, 20-1. Midland's done a great job getting back into the contest. We've got a timeout with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. It's now Hastings 26, Midland 14.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Ooh. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Ooh. Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports? Ooh. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
26-14 is the score. Women's college basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Trisha Hoffman goes back to the free throw line now for Midland. 7 out of 9 for the free throw line already tonight. She cans this one. She'll have another one. So Midland, slowly but surely, working their way back into the ball game. It's now an 11-point contest at 26-15. Hoffman will have one more shot here. It's up there and in. She has got 9 of the 16 points in the free throw line here tonight. And Midland is back to within 10 points at 26-16 with 4 minutes to play here in this first half. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball. Zwiener now to Akami Breckman. Breckman comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Spahn down to Sophia McDermott, to Brittany Wong. Wong out here in three-point territory trying to get away. Comes over to Sophia McDermott looking to penetrate. Can't do it. 8 seconds. Free throw line jumpers. Went up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound Zwiener. Her shot is no good. The ball tapped down and the foul is called. So Hastings getting 3 shots at the bucket there and they couldn't convert. Now a personal foul is going to be called and Cammie Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. We'll have some more free throws. 26-16 is the score. Well, the way Hastings got out of the gate here tonight, it looked like a blowout from the very beginning. But Midland has now cut the lead back down to 10 at 26-16. Free throws coming up here, and a shot is up there and in. That's Kristen Cameron hitting her first free throw here. And Midland is back to within 9 points. Unbelievable. 26-17. Next shot is up there. That one won't go. The ball nearly goes out of bounds. It's saved there by Midland, but right into the hands of Laurel Zwiener. Jamie Tramer nearly had that one saved by the Warriors. Here's a long-range jumper here from the top of the key, a three-pointer put up there by Spahn. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tramer for Midland University. So the Warriors can cut the lead down here to 7 points with a field goal. 26-17. Hastings has got the lead. Down in the corner of the right side is a Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht inside to a Jamie Tramer. Comes back out to the top of the circle. That's Hoffman with the ball. Bounce pass goes back inside to Tramer. Tramer sends a back low to Tramer. Now down in the baseline to Shailene Miller. Shovels the ball away inside. The shot is up and in. And Jamie Tramer getting some penetration with Alicia Stadler out of the ball game. 26-19 is the score now. It's a 7-point lead for the Broncos with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Hastings has left the Warriors back into this ball game. There's a Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney brings it up high on the block. Comes out to Sophia McDermott, to Brittany Wong. Wong just to the right of the circle. Holds it. Comes out now to a Courtney Spahn. Spahn sends it over here to Sophia McDermott. That was 7 seconds on the shot clock. Courtney Spahn, right side. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Brittany Wong. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Now to Sophia McDermott. Back down to Laurel Zwiener. And she turns a dribble in the lane, and the ball poked away. And it's picked up here by Midland. Trisha Hoffman has got the ball for the Warriors. Long pass down the floor. Ruprecht mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Midland turns it away for the 12th time here tonight. Danielle Steffen comes back into the ball game now for the Warriors, replacing Shelby Ruprecht. Hastings had a 24-3 lead in this one, a 21-point lead. It is now 7 points at 26-19. We are approaching the two-minute mark in this first half of play. Brittany Wong with the ball. Midland stays with his zone defense. A 1-3-1 zone defense. Hastings having problems with that. There's a Brittany Wong. Her shot is up there and in for Sophia McDermott. Sophia McDermott scoring there for Hastings. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 28-19. The Broncos now leading by 9 points here in this one with a 1:44 left here in the first half. Shailene Miller has got the ball working over there against Sophia McDermott. They get it here to Cameron. Her bounce pass across the lane is tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. McDermott has got the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Shot is in. Nice feed from Sophia McDermott. She gets the assist. Courtney Spahn gets the field goal. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead. 30-19 is the score. Here's a Kristen Cameron with the ball. Sends it in the lane. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. End of the ball game now is going to be Jamila Johnson, the freshman out of Omaha Marion. 14 turnovers on Midland here in the first half of play. A minute and 15 seconds to go. 30-19. Hastings has got the lead here in women's college basketball. Brittany Wong with the ball now for Hastings. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Cammie Breckman gives it away now to Sophia McDermott. Out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles the elbow on the right side to Brittany Wong. Wong swings it left side down to Courtney Spahn. Down in the corner to a Cammie Breckman. Back out to Spahn. Across the top. Here's Sophia for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Down for the rebound. Spahn grabs it. Courtney Spahn has got it for Hastings College. Two-handed pass back out on top. Sophia McDermott dribbles down the right side of the lane. Stops. Bounce pass to Brittany Wong. Now to McDermott. On the high post, here's a Cammie Breckman. Breckman drives it down the lane. Kicks it away. Courtney Spahn on the baseline. Back to Breckman. Shot no good. And she's fouling the play. Breckman just to the left side of the basket. Just outside the lane, putting up a shot there, and a foul is going to be called on Jamie Tramer for Midland. That's going to be her first team foul, number 6 on the Warriors here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Breckman. 50% foul shooter in the season. She is 3 out of 6. And the free throw is up there. It's good. And Hastings last in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 67%. Broncos knocking down 45% of their field goals and 27% from three-point territory. Breckman hits her second shot here. She has now got 4 points in the ball game. The Bronco lead is back up to a margin of 32-19. The Broncos have scored the last 6 points in the ball game after Midland cut the lead down to 7 points. There's a Cameron with a ball picked up out there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. A pass out on the top is deflected. The scramble is on and it's picked up by Wong. Wong goes back the other way, goes for the shot. She's going to be hammered on the play. 15 turnovers on Midland against this Bronco defense. Howell's going to be whistled on Trisha Hoffman. That's going to be your first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line this season, including 2 of them, with 4.6 seconds to play on Saturday in that upset win over Morningside. She misses this one. Too strong. Wong has got 3 points in the ball game. Brittany will have one more with 11 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. She misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Trisha Hoffman for Midland. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Sends it over here on the right wing. Cameron for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Breckman of Hastings. And time runs out here in the first half of play. So for the first 10, 11 minutes, Hastings College looks like they could have beat the world in this one here tonight. But they let Midland off the hook. And the Warriors are trailing by just 13 points here at halftime after cutting the lead down at 1 point, down to 7 points at 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play at 26-19. So Midland back into the ballgame here in women's college basketball. We're at halftime. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32, Midland University 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime of our women's college game tonight. Hastings College with a lead over Midland University. The score is 32-19. The Broncos scored the first 15 points of the ball game, and it wasn't until the 11-14 mark that Midland was able to get a free throw in the ball game to make it 15-1. Midland went until the 9:50 mark to get their first field goal. That one occurred with 9:50 remaining in the first half. Hastings already had a 20-3 advantage. Broncos got out to a 21-point lead at 24-3. But then Midland chopped away, eventually got the lead cut down to 7 points at 26-19 with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. But then Hastings is scoring the last 6 points in the first half, and they lead Midland by a score of 32-19. Midland in the first half got 9 points in the ball game from Trisha Hoffman, all nine from the free throw line. She was 9 out of 11. Jamie Tramer had a couple of field goals for 4 points. Danielle Steffen has got a field goal for 2. Shelby Ruprecht had a couple of free throws for 2 points. And Karen Lankus has got a free throw in one attempt for 1 point. Midland hit 12 out of 14 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Unofficially 15 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings had 6 turnovers in the first half. They were 4 out of 9 from the free throw line. They're being led so far by Courtney Spahn. She's got 7 points. Spahn has hit a 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals for her 7 points. Sophia McDermott has got a 3 and a 2, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Cammie Breckman has nailed a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Alicia Stadler has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Alicia on the bench with 3 personal fouls here in the first half. Melissa Thompson has got a field goal. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Josie Schomp has got a 3-pointer. Her only points in the ball game. Brittany Wong has nailed a 3. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Kaylee Raggett has got a field goal and 2 points for the Broncos. In the first half of play for Midland University, they hit only 3 out of 21 shots. In the first 20 minutes, Midland hitting 14.3% from the field, 3 out of 21 against the Hastings College defense. Midland 0 out of 4 on 3-pointers, and Midland officially 13 out of 17 from the free throw line for 76%. Hastings holding only 33% from the field tonight. They're 12 out of 26. Broncos hitting 4 out of 15 from 3-point territory for 26%, 4 out of 9 from the free throw line for 44%. Hastings out-rebounding Midland 28-20 here in the first half of play, including 13-5 on the offensive end. The Broncos have got 11 turnovers officially here in the ballgame. 11 turnovers on Hastings. They've got 3 block shots, and they have got 6 steals. Midland already with 15 turnovers in the ballgame, no block shots and 6 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College so far has been Laurel Zwiener. She came out from the bench to grab 7 rebounds in that first half of play, 4 on offense and 3 on defense. Leading rebounder for Midland in the first 20 minutes was Trisha Hoffman. She has got 6 rebounds, 2 on offense, and 4 on defense. So Hastings College with a lead here at halftime in our women's college basketball game. They lead Midland University by the score of 32-19. Stick around. We got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next. And then it's Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Ervonik. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star, Erin Vanderpool. Erin, a sophomore from Parachute, Colorado, majoring in accounting with a 3.85 GPA. On the court, she played mostly her junior varsity basketball as a freshman, moved up to the varsity roster this season. Erin is on the Dean's List in the fall of 2010 and also the spring of 2011, a trustee scholar who, in her free time, enjoys baking and watching the Food Network. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star, Erin Vanderpool. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us in the Hastings College Spotlight, we have Holly Sabatka. Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always nice to talk with you.
Holly, we brought you on the program this evening to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up next week on the Hastings College campus. It is the lighting of the campus. Now, talk just a little bit about what this event's all about.
Yes, on Tuesday, November 29th, we're going to be hosting our annual lighting of the campus at Hastings College. This is run by the Student Alumni Ambassadors, and Hastings College sponsors it. And it's just the time all of our students have just returned from their Christmas Thanksgiving break, and it's the time when we come and celebrate the holiday season starting, the Christmas season starting, and we have a performance in the chapel with a lot of different activities, and then of course the highlight is to come out and we do a countdown and turn all the lights on across campus.
Now, Holly, KHS Radio has been a long standing tradition with the lighting of downtown, the Hastings Celebration of Lights. Is this very similar?
You know, in a way it is. I think it's just something similar that, you know, it's something annual that we can look forward to. And, you know, for our, I think our campus community, it's such a nice time to come and get together. And this year we're really hoping the community of Hastings comes out. We've added a few things that are just going to make it a little bit more special this year. And our new president, President Dennis Trotter, had some great ideas, and so we're excited this year to have a live nativity scene that's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be in our Circle Drive, so as people can just come out, if it's a cool night, if they want to, they can just stay in their cars and drive by. We're going to start the night with a 6:30 showing of the cartoon How the Grinch Stole Christmas, so the traditional Grinch cartoon is going to show at 6:30 at the chapel. And then at 7, we'll start with our lighting ceremony, which will have carols, some performances, and then the reading of the Christmas story.
And I believe the president himself is going to be reading that Christmas story.
Yes, he is. He'll invite all the kids in the audience to come up and sit with him as he reads the Christmas story. And we'll be spotlighting a few of our music groups, which it's always fun to come and listen to them perform as well. And then we'll end with carols with the group, and everyone will walk outside for the countdown. And we've got a special surprise this year. We're going to have the center part of the campus lit up with luminaries, and I think it's just going to be beautiful. So I would really encourage people, if they've got a few minutes, and again, if they don't have time for the whole ceremony, if they would drive by once those luminaries are lit. Driving by between that 7:30 to 9 p.m. is just going to be spectacular to see the campus all lit up and then also to enjoy the live nativity.
And Holly, from everything I've read, you're inviting a special guest all the way from the North Pole to come celebrate too.
Yes, I think Santa will be there, and he is going to have a spot on campus. We have different activities in the buildings, and he'll have a spot on campus that the children can go see him and put in their Christmas wishes and get free photos with him. It's always nice. I know, being a mom myself, it's nice to get those photos with the kids for those Christmas cards. So there'll be a great opportunity to bring your cameras out, or we'll have a camera there to snap those photos with the kids and Santa. And I think it'll be a little bit more relaxed where they can spend some time with him and get a little holiday treat, too, I think he'll have for all the kids.
Holly, talk a little bit about this event in specifics. We talked about how this is really to kick off the holiday spirit over at Hastings College, but this is something you really want the community to be a part of as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great time for the community to come out. We're such a great partnership. We're so lucky here at Hastings College, and I think in the community of Hastings that we have each other to lean on and just be partners. And I think it's just a great time for community members to come out, and we're definitely holding on to the Christ side of Christmas and with the live nativity and really, taking a look at that. And I think it'll be a great time for families or individuals or couples just to come out and kind of have some time to remember, the Christ child being born, and just a great way to, before the craziness of the holidays hit, to come and enjoy the night. And with all the activities that are going on, it's also a great start, as at the end of that week, we'll have our Messiah. And, we hope that the community will all come out for our big production of the Messiah on the following Sunday. And so, this just kind of is the first bookend for the holiday celebration, with that following later in the week.
Once again, the Hastings College Lighting of the Campus going to be going on Tuesday, November 29th from 6 until 9 p.m. Holly, where is if people want to come out to this event, where should they meet? Where should they all kind of congregate?
Yes, everything is going to be around the French Memorial Chapel. So our chapel there right off of University is where they'll be. And I'll encourage them, if they're going to come and stay, is to park on the interiors of campus, the backside of the campus parking, just for the fact that Circle Drive is going to be fairly busy with people driving through, and we'll have some of that parking blocked off. So I'd encourage people, if they're driving out, just drive around the Circle Drive. But if they're going to stop and come to the ceremony at the chapel, to park on the interior of campus or on the outside of our campus.
Once again, Holly Sobotka, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Hastings College Lighting of the Campus, going on Tuesday from 6 until 9. Holly, we really appreciate all the information, appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight this evening. You have a Merry Christmas, Holly.
You too, and I look forward to seeing you Tuesday. Thanks.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena. Hastings College has got the lead here over Midland at the break. The score is 32-19. The score looks impressive. If you don't know, the Broncos had a 21-point lead in that first half at 24-3. Broncos kind of rolled over there toward the end of the first half, and Midland got back into the ball game. Came within 7 points at 26-19. However, Hastings scored the final 6 points in the ball game, and they've got the lead now 32-19 over Midland. Hastings will get the ball first as Wiener goes down on the baseline. Here's a shot put up there by Breckman. It's no good, but she's hammered on the arm. So Hastings shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. And a foul goes on Shelby Ruprecht. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on Midland here in the second half of play. Cammy Breckman to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. Breckman now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings in that first half hitting 13 out of 17 from the free throw line, or 76%. Next one is up there by Breckman. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. So the Warriors shooting to our basket to our left here in this second half of play. They're trailing in the ball game now by a score of 33-19. Hastings trying to win their sixth consecutive ball game to begin the season. And Midland throws the basketball away. Warriors with 16 turnovers now. They had 15 in the first half. They turn it over for the first time here in the second half, and Hastings will come back the other direction with a 33-19 lead. There's a Courtney Spahn who gets the start for Hastings here in the second half of play. They reverse the ball, get it to McDermott. Now to Cammy Breckman on the wing on the left side. Now to Brittany Wong, holds it, comes across the top. Now to Spahn, dribbles inside, puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to a Jamie Tramer. Tramer has got the ball from Midland. Gives it into the hands of Shailene Miller into the forecourt. Lobs it inside. The ball deflected. It's picked up here. Driving for the basket is going to be Tramer, and she's fouled in the play. Or was she? It was just knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. So it's going to be Midland playing things in underneath their own basket. Here's a shot from the elbow. It's put out there by Ruprecht. No good. Gets their own rebound. Takes it down to the baseline. Here's a short jumper there by Darian Moon. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Running back the other way is going to be Cammy Breckman. Breckman has got it for Hastings. Now to Sophia McDermott. Dribbling comes over here on the near side. It's going to be Courtney Spahn. Dribbles inside the lane now to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener now to Brittany Wong, to Courtney Spahn, to Cammy Breckman. Over to Sophia McDermott. Free throw line extended left side. Here's Wong at the top of the key. Drives it against Moon. Goes over on the wing to McDermott. Shot for three is good. Sophia McDermott now at 9 points in the basketball game. And it's now a 36-19 contest. Hastings College out on top here in the ball game. Midland has got the ball. Here's a Moon over there on the wing. Double team. Hastings has given up just 19 points so far in the ball game. Moon comes over on the baseline to a Ruprecht. Ruprecht guarded there by a Courtney Spahn. Takes it down to Moon. Back out to Ruprecht for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Tramer follows. Shot is up and in. Jamie Tramer gets the offensive board on the weak side and lays her in. 36-21 now. Hastings leading by 15 points in the ball game. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's a Courtney Spahn now down the left sideline. Alicia Stadler is on the bench. She picked up three personal fouls in the first half and did not get the start here in the second half. Here's Sophia McDermott at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. Scores. Laurel Zwiener scores out for the window. That's her first field goal. Hastings out on top now by a score of 38-21. 38-21, Hastings with a 17-point lead. 17.5 minutes to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Tramer with the ball. Comes over here to Shailene Miller. Dribbles between a couple of defenders. Comes out to Moon. Moon now to Tramer. Works over on the left side to Hoffman. Back inside. There's a shot by Tramer. It's up and in. Jamie Tramer, an off-balance shot right there in the lane. Scores. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 38-23. Hastings with a 15-point lead. 17 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Courtney Spahn back in the offensive zone. To Sophia McDermott for three. Shot good again. Sophia McDermott with 11 points in the basketball game for Hastings. Or check that, 12 points now for McDermott. 41-23. The Broncos back out to an 18-point lead. There's a Darian Moon with the ball. As she backs it out here at the top of the key. Comes over here to Shailene Miller. Inside to Ruprecht. She is double-teamed. The ball poked away. Moon has got it for Midland. Moon comes out here to a Trisha Hoffman. 4-3. Shot is up there and in. Trisha Hoffman hitting the three-bong out here at the top of the key. It's now a 41-26 ball game. Hastings leading by 15. Courtney Spahn with the ball. Comes over to Sophia McDermott. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes inside. Is mishandled by Zwiener. It's loose and it goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Moon of Midland. So it'll be Hastings playing things in underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now will be Karen Likas for Midland. Moon is going to come out. Ruprecht's also checking out there. Danielle Steffen coming in for Midland. Checking into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Alicia Stadler. And going out is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Now Stadler will play with three personal fouls. Alicia hasn't played a whole lot in the ball game here tonight. Courtney Spahn has got the ball for the Broncos. Comes out into 3 point territory. Comes across the top to Sophia McDermott to Breckman. Hammers it inside to Stadler. To Brittany Wong. Now to Sophia McDermott. Back inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down and a foul is going to be called. They got it back inside and they pick up a foul here on Jamie Tramer. That's going to be her second foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Alicia Stadler. Stadler's got 4 points in the ballgame. Couple of field goals. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. She's now 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Stadler came in a 60% foul shooter, 3 out of 5 on the season. 41-26. Hastings leading by 15. Here's the next shot. It's up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Tramer for Midland. So Stadler misses a couple of free throws. Back the other way come the Warriors. Trisha Hoffman has got the ball. Free throw line to Tramer. And she rockets the ball out of bounds. Looked like she was going to go up for the shot. Instead, she was going to try to hammer it down low there to Karen Likas and threw the ball out of bounds underneath the basket. 17 turnovers on Midland here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 15 points, 41-26 is the score. There's a Brittany Wong, her off-balance running one-hander is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Danielle Steffen for Midland. Steffen gets the ball to Miller. Long pass down the floor is right through the fingertips of Tramer out of bounds. And again, the Warriors turn the ball away. That's 18 turnovers on Midland here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back the other direction. 15-26 remaining here. 41-26. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Brittany Wong with the ball to Sophia McDermott. Now to Cammie Breckman over to Courtney Spahn. Free throw line extended left side. Comes back out on top to Brittany Wong. Dribbles once. Sends it over to Sophia McDermott. Holds it. Now in the high post to Alicia Stadler. To Brittany Wong on the wing on the left side. 5 seconds in the shot clock. Wong takes the ball down to the baseliner. Running one-hander is no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot good. Alicia Stadler scoring there for Hastings. She has now got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings out to a 43-26 lead here in the second half. We're down to 14:49 to play. There's a long-range jumper, a three-pointer put up there and in. Shailene Miller hits the three-ball there for Midland. That's 43-29. Hastings coming back the other direction. Courtney Spahn. Inside, Alicia Stadler, out of Brittany Wong to Cammie Breckman. Splits a couple of defenders, drives the ball to the basket, shoots and scores. Cammie Breckman splits two defenders and takes the ball right to the basket and scores. Breckman has now got 7 points in the ball game. There's the Midland Lutheran Warriors, the Midland University Warriors. A shot off of the baseline is no good and a foul is called. Danielle Steffen draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Cammie Breckman. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul. Number one on Hastings here in the second half. Danielle Steffen to the free throw line, an 83% foul shooter in the season. She's 5 out of 6 on the year. 2 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Briar Cliff is leading Doan 43-26 at halftime in women's college play. Briar Cliff 43 and Doan 26. Women's college basketball Morningside is out on top of number one ranked Northwestern, 39-30. They've got 14 minutes to play in the second half. Here comes the next shot here from Danielle Steffen. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called on the rebound. A foul is going to be called on Hastings on the rebound of Melissa Thompson. So the second foul on Thompson, we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Or are we? Nope, we're going to inbound baseline right side underneath their basket here. They'll get things inbounded. Midland will work within her offensive zone. Here's a shot taken from the top of the key. No good by Steffen. And the rebound is brought down here by Hastings. Frankie Peterson with the ball for the Broncos. 45-30. Hastings with a 15-point lead. The Broncos have led by as many as 21 here in the ballgame. Taz Yorick with the ball as Jeff Dittman makes the rotation of players again. Over here to Frankie Peterson on the right sideline. Frankie comes out to Brittany Wong. Top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose and it's taken down here by Jamila Johnson, the freshman out of Omaha Marion. Back the other way for Midland, the Ruprecht. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper by Trisha Hoffman is up and in. Trisha Hoffman just inside the ring scores. She's now got 14 points in the ballgame. The Hastings College lead is 13 points at 45-32. There's a Frankie Peterson with the ball out here in three-point territory for the Broncos, the Taz Yorick. Taz picked up out there by Karen Likas of Midland. Warriors playing a man-to-man defense. Here's Kaylee Raggett with the ball. Raggett now to Frankie Peterson, out to Taz Yorick. Lobs it inside. The ball's going to be deflected away from Alicia Stadler. The ball's recovered here by Midland. Turnover number 12 on Hastings. Here's a nice feed inside, and the shot is up and in. Danielle Steffen gets the feed there from Trisha Hoffman. Now Jeff Dittman calls the timeout. 15:03 to play here in the first or the second half of play. It's now Hastings 45 and Midland 34.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Linfrell Arena. Hastings College out on top of the ball game is 45-34. Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Morningside continues to lead Northwestern Women's College basketball. 12 minutes to play. In that contest, 41-32 is the score up in Sioux City. Briarcliff leading Doan at halftime in women's play. It's 43-26. So now Midland is attacking here in backcourt. Hastings College has got the ball down the right sideline. Frankie Peterson hammers it to Taz Yorick. Underneath is Kaylee Raggett. She lays it in. Raggett now with 4 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is now 13 points again. 47-34. There's a Doan with the ball and a traveling violation. Trying to drive the ball toward the bucket. There was Darian Moon. She's whistled for the traveling. That is turnover number 19 on the Warriors here in the ball game, and Hastings has the ball back. 12 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the ballgame, 47-34. Hastings trying to go to 6-0 on the season with a victory here tonight. Broncos look pretty good for the first 12 minutes. A little ragged from that point on as Midland back into the ballgame after Hastings got out to an early 21-point lead in this one. Here's Raggett underneath the basket. She misses the easy one. And the rebound comes here to Shelby Ruprecht of Midland. Ruprecht down to Darian Moon at the top of the key. Moon picked up out there by Hastings. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Is a shot up and in by Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman now has 16 points in the ball game. For Midland, she averages 9 in the season. 47-36, Hastings with an 11-point lead. Broncos have the ball. There's a Kaylee Raggett now at the top of the key. Flips it away. Mishandled by Aaron Vanderpool. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Morningside, so the Mustangs get the ball. 13 turnovers now in Hastings College. This has not been a pretty basketball game here for the Broncos. They, like we said, they played about 12 good minutes to start off the ball game, got out to a 24-3 lead, and then they let Midland back into it. Hastings on a 26-19 lead with 2:48 to play in the first half. Now the Warriors sneaking back in here. Down by 11 points as they jam the ball inside. It's deflected out of bounds there by Hastings. It's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Darian Moon will play things in. Way out on top. They get it here to Ruprecht. Now back down on the baseline. A shot up and in by Darian Moon. A short baseline jumper from the left side. That's her first field goal in the ball game. 47-38. Midland back within 9 points. Still plenty of time. 11:28 to play. Here's a Stanley with the ball. Now to a Raggett. And she's going to be hammered on the arm. And a foul is going to be called. They knocked the ball away from Kaylee Raggett. But a foul is going to be called here on Darian Moon of Midland. That's going to be your third. Shailene Miller coming into the ball game now for Midland at one of the guard positions. 47-38. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Inbound pass to get it to Frankie Peterson. She misses the short jumper from the right baseline, and the rebound comes down to Darian Moon. Moon left-handed dribble into the forward court. Comes over here on the near side to Atricia Hoffman. Dribbles into the lane. Puts up a shot over Stadler. It's no good. And this is on Alicia. That's going to be number four on her. And it's not. It's going to be Kaylee Raggett. Raggett was in the area as well. That's going to be the third foul on Raggett. Team foul number two on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Trisha Hoffman. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hoffman is now 10 out of 12 from the free throw line in this ball game. She's got 17 points in the ball game for Midland. Raggett comes out of the contest now. Laurel Zwiener back in there. So Hastings will now go with the 6'4" Zwiener and also the 6'1" Statler in the ball game here. Next shot is up there. It's good. Midland is back to within 7 points, 47-40 with 11 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland coming to town last year and stunning the Broncos after Hastings dominated the ball game. Here's Taz Yorick drives for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball ripped out of there by Midland, and now we got a traveling violation. Falling down with the ball was Shailene Miller as she tried to battle there with Alicia Stadler. Initially had the ball but fell down with it. A traveling violation on Midland. So Hastings will play things in. Underneath their own basket, that's Aaron Vanderpool. Now to Frankie Peterson, puts it up off the window and scores. Frankie Peterson, a 10-foot jumper from the left side, banks one home. It is 49-40 now. Hastings with a 9-point lead. 10:45 to play here in the ball game. Midland University trying to come back here in this one. Shailene Miller with the ball. The Ruprecht. Ruprecht now sends it down to the baseline, right through the fingertips of Danielle Steffen out of bounds. That is 16 turnovers now in Midland. And in the ball game for the Warriors is going to be Jamie Tramer. Tramer with 8 points in the ball game thus far. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at York tonight. No score in on that ball game yet. Hastings leading here 49-40. Here's a bounce pass, and again is thrown out of bounds. Aaron Vanderpool on the wing trying to take it down in the baseline and threw the ball out of bounds. Broncos very sloppy in this one. 14 turnovers now on Hastings. 49-40. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Midland trying to come back. Here's a Danielle Steffen trying to dump it down low. The ball is deflected. It is loose. The scramble is on out here in 3-point territory. It's picked up by Midland. Miller has got the ball. Miller now to Jamila Johnson. Comes across the top to get it over there to Trisha Hoffman and a traveling violation. Taz Yorick grinding her face defensively and her whistle for the traveling violation. Hastings will get her back. Morningside has built a 12-point lead over Northwestern in the battle of the top two-rated teams in the NAIA preseason poll. It's Morningside 47, Northwestern 35. They've got 10 minutes to play in that ball game from Sioux City tonight. Morningside trying to come back after being upset by Hastings on Saturday, 54-50. 49-40 is our score here. Broncos have a 9-point lead. Here's a bounce pass. Knocked away. Picked up by Statler. Statler back out to Vanderpool. Out of Frankie Peterson. Her 10-foot jumper is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose. Statler grabs it on the baseline. Lobs it into the lane. It's right through the fingertips of Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener picks it back up. Now to Statler. Statler with the ball at the free throw line. Dumps it away down on the baseline and a foul is called. A foul here will go on Midland. It's going to go on Shailene Miller. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four on the Warriors. Coming into the ball game for Hastings, Courtney Spahn. Going out will be Statler. Also into the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Sophia McDermott. Coming out will be Taz Yorick. So, again, everybody that is suited up for tonight has played. Here's Zwiener out for the inbound. Her shot is no good right in front of the basket. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Tramer. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 49-40, 9:17 to play here in this one. Shailene Miller with the ball. They get it inside down to a Tramer back outside the ring. They get it to Miller. Now a cross-court pass there. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. Another turnover in the Warriors. Running back the other way for Hastings. It's going to be Frankie Peterson. Comes out to Courtney Spahn. Midland is still in a man-to-man defense. Courtney Spahn dribbles left. Hands it away now to Vanderpool. Down low to Peterson. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is knocked out of bounds there by Midland. And Hastings will play things in. Broncos missing a ton of easy shots. Just 3, 4, 5 feet away from the basket here in the second half. 8:50 remaining in the ball game. It's 49-40. Hastings leading by 9 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Sophia McDermott. She bombs it into the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Zwiener. And the ball is brought out of there by Tramer. That is 15 turnovers now in Hastings College in the ball game. Shailene Miller with the ball now for Midland. Comes across the top to a Darian Moon. Moon dribbling there against a Sophia McDermott. And the foul is going to be called. Trying to drive the ball to the hole, and Sophia McDermott is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 3 on Hastings here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Midland will play things in. They lob it into the lane here. Here's a Steffener. Shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Moon. Circles around. Puts up a shot, and she hits it. Darian Moon scoring there in the lane. She's got 4 points. Midland is again within 7 points at 49-42 with 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Hastings College back in their offensive end. Courtney Spahn gives it up now to Frankie Peterson. Free throw line extended left side. Peterson down in the hands of Aaron Vanderpool. Picked up by Moon over here on the right wing. That's going to be Sophia McDermott with the ball. Now to Zwiener. Over on the left side, a shot taken there by Vanderpool. It's up and in. Aaron Vanderpool from about 10 feet away. Left side of the lane hits her first field goal. She's got 2 points, and the Bronco lead is backed up to 9 points. 51-42. 7:47 to play. Here's Shailene Miller down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops. Shot up there. No good. Zwiener with a rebound. Has it deflected. Picked up here by Hoffman. And the shot is up and in. Zwiener's pass was deflected away. Hoffman right there defensively. And picks up the trash in the lane and hits it there for Midland. She has now got 20 points in the ball game for the Warriors. 51-44. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here's a steal now for Midland. Hoffman gets it back. Another turnover on Hastings. Hoffman gets the ball now to Miller. She drives inside. The ball's going to be deflected away. It's loose. It's picked up here by Tramer. Her shot is up there and in. Tramer now with 10 points. So this is as close as Midland has gotten here. 51-46 is the score with 7 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Hastings had a 21-point lead in the first half at 24-3. It's now 51-46. Broncos with a 5-point lead. 6:50 to play in the ballgame. Here's Aaron Vanderpool with the ball. Vanderpool over here to Sophia McDermott for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Trisha Hoffman. And now Midland can slice into this lead right here. 51-46. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Darian Moon. Inside, they get it to Stefan, and she's going to be fouling the play. The foul is going to go on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Danielle Steffen. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So here comes a Brittany Wong back in. Cammy Bruckman comes back in. Alicia Stadler comes back in. 51-47. Midland is now trailing by only 4 points here in the ballgame after trailing by 21 in the first couple of minutes of the ballgame. Here's the next shot by Stefan. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Bruckman. So it's 51-47 with 6:30 to play in the ballgame. Hastings has got the ball on their offensive end. Here's a Brittany Wong. Now to Cammy Bruckman. Left side to Spahn. Shot for 3 is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound here. It comes down to a Karen Likas. Likas runs it back the other way now for Midland against McDermott. Likas hands it away to a Johnson out here in 3-point territory to Likas. Picked up by McDermott. Drives it. Bounce pass comes inside to Stefan. Back outside the ring to Hoffman. They're working around the 3-point arc here. And a 30-second shot clock violation. A shot clock violation called there on Midland. And now Joanne Bracker doesn't believe that the clock was reset there. Now the official is going to confer. in Orange City, or actually in Sioux City tonight. They got 7 minutes to play in their ball game. Northwestern is leading Morningside is leading Northwestern 57-44. That's the women's college basketball here tonight. Now the officials coming over here to have a word with the scoreboard operator. I think they're going to give Midland the possession here. Briar Cliff is out on top of Doan, 60-45 with 10.5 minutes to play. So they're going to give Midland the ball back here. They're going to put 7 seconds on the shot clock, so Midland will play things in with 6:03 to play. 51-47, a shot from deep in the left corner. A three-pointer put up there, no good by Likas. And the rebound comes down to Likas in the lane. Midland keeps the ball alive here. Here's a Ruprecht. The Likas in the lane mishandles the ball, picked up by Hoffman. Hoffman sends it back inside to a Tramer. Dumps it down low. The ball is deflected and is picked up here by Hastings. Picked up by Brittany Wong. Here come the Broncos. It's a 4-point lead. Hastings 51 and Midland 47. Here's Courtney Spahn in the lane. Dumps it down low. Stadler goes up, shoots and scores. Courtney Spahn gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 8 points in the ballgame. 53-47. Hastings trying to win their sixth straight ball game here to begin the 2011-2012 season. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Likas, way off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Courtney Spahn. Spahn gets it away now to a Brittany Wong. She'll bring her up. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the ball game. 53-47. Hastings with a six-point lead. Sophia McDermott with the ball at the top of the key. Sends it over here on the right side to Cammy Breckman. Now to Statler. Inside the free throw circle. A little ball fake. Gives her up here to a Brittany Wong. Back outside to Courtney Spahn, to Sophia McDermott, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound is loose. Breckman grabs the ball here on the near sideline. Back inside is Stadler. Double team, goes up for the shot anyway. It's no good. The ball tapped out of there. Rebound is loose. It's still loose. Finally picked up here by Midland, and a foul is going to be called. It was picked up here by Jamila Johnson of Midland, and a personal foul is going to be called on Cammy Breckman. That's going to be your third. That's team foul number 5 on Hastings. Coming down to the scores table, checking in will be Vanderpool. Coming out will be McDermott. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings has seen a 21-point lead disappear in this one. Broncos 53, Midland University 47. Midland with the ball. Here's a Jamila Johnson with it now at the top of the circle. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Johnson tries to drive it, and she is draw some contact here, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Vanderpool. That's going to be her third. So Vanderpool picks up her third personal foul. Midland will play things in on the far sideline. Trisha Hoffman. Well, let's see. That's going to be the that's the 17th foul, the 16th foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jamila Johnson. All right, they finally get the team fouls chalked up there. That's the 17th foul on Hastings. So going to the free throw line will be Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Statler. 53-47 is the score. 53-47. Hastings out on top by 6 points. Broncos have the ball. Brittany Wong comes out to Cammy Breckman. McDermott, free throw line extended right side. McDermott now to Courtney Spahn. Over on the wing on the left side, that's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Midland is in a man-to-man defense. Stadler, 17-footer. She hits it. Alicia Stadler steps out from underneath the basket and hits it for Hastings just inside the ring. She's got 10 points. Big bucket there for Hastings, 55-47. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout. We'll take a break. 3:54 to play here in the ball game. It's Hastings 55, Midland 47.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Briar Cliff out on top of Doan, 64-48. They've got 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play in that ball game up in Sioux City. Also in Sioux City, we've got Morningside out on top of Northwestern, 59-48. with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play. The loser of that ball game going to have a couple of losses in the conference after just five games. That's a big contest going on in Sioux City tonight. And all the conference teams will play each other twice. It'll be a true round robin type of schedule this year. A home and home series, so to speak. Top eight teams that finish in the conference standings will move on to the GPAC postseason tournament. That's a little bit of a change from what we had in the past. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 55-47. We've got the men's game coming up next on 1230 KHAS. Shot from the top of the key is going to be no good here by Johnson. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Tapped out of bounds down there by Tramer of Midland. So Hastings will play things in. Here comes McDermott back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Aaron Vanderpool. So the Broncos are going to face some pressure here in backcourt with an 8-point lead, 55-47. Stadler down the right sideline. Long pass ahead. They get it to a Brittany Wong. Tries to penetrate inside. Stops. Kicks it out here to McDermott. McDermott out of Courtney Spahn. Back down low to Stadler. She has the basketball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Jamila Johnson knocking the ball away from Alicia Stadler, and Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong lobs it right in front of the basket to Stadler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler down with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead. Stadler has scored the last 4 points for Hastings here. After Midland had cut the lead down to six. There's a Karen Likas to the right sideline. Hoffman for three. Shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. And Hoffman will now go to the free throw line to fire up three free throws. The foul goes on Cammie Breckman. That's going to be her fourth. So going to the free throw line will be Hoffman. She'll have three free throws right here. 11 out of 12 from the free throw line already in this ball game. She hits this one. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Second one is up there. It's going to be no good. Hoffman will get one more. Hastings built a 24-3 lead in the first half. Led at halftime, 32-19. Midland has come back. They have cut the lead down to 4 points. That's as close as they have gotten here in half number two at 51-47. It's now 57-49 as Trisha Hoffman hits that second or third free throw. So 57-49, Hastings has got the lead. Broncos have the ball. This is Brittany Wong down in the corner to Sophia McDermott. Dribbles once, comes out to Bruckman. Bruckman going to take the three-pointer. Shot good. They gave her the shot. Nobody came out to cover her up. And Cammie Bruckman hits the three-pointer. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead, 60-49. On the high post, here's a Jamie Tramer with the ball over on the right side. Hoffman has got it back inside the paint here. It's a Tramer. Shot no good, but she's hacked in the arm. Broncos committing a lot of fouls inside now. Alicia Stadler picks up her fourth. And that's going to send Midland back to the free throw line here with Jamie Tramer. Tramer has got 10 points in the ball game and five field goals. Her first free throw of the night is up there and in. Tramer is a 67% foul shooter in the season. She is now 20 out of 29 from the free throw line this year. 60-50, Hastings with a 10-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. So Tramer hits a pair of free throws. The Bronco lead is back up to 9 points. Alicia Stadler with the ball. Now to Cammie Breckman on the far side. Breckman goes to a Courtney Spahn. Spahn now gets it across the midcourt stripe here. As they get it to Breckman, the ball's going to be poked away by Miller. It's recovered there by Midland on the far sideline. Hoffman has got it now. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Long pass down the floor. Breckman gets the ball to Stadler. Drives, shoots, and the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Great job defensively coming back the other way, but drawing the personal foul. That's going to be Darian Moon of Midland. That's going to be your fourth. That's going to be the 15th foul on Midland. This will be a shooting foul as Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line here. Boy, Hastings fouled in the act of shooting. Stadler with 12 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. Her shot is no good. Stadler is now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line of this ballgame tonight. 60-51 is the score. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Alicia Stadler with another one. Her shot is up there and in. Stadler checks out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ballgame now. Hastings is building a 10-point lead. Between ball games, we'll get a couple of words with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. Broncos will play Midland in game number two, scheduled for 8 o'clock here tonight. Sophia McDermott checking out of the ball game now for Hastings. Aaron Vanderpool back in there. Hastings 61, Midland 51. Women's college basketball action tonight. There's a Miller with a ball. Miller comes over here on the wing and the left side to a Stefan, not a Miller. That's going to be Moon with the ball. Penetrating inside. The ball knocked loose. The scramble is on. We got a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So that's a Midland turnover. That's 24 turnovers unofficially on Midland here in the ballgame. Hastings has committed 17. Broncos leading by 10 points at 61-51. They're making this one closer than it should actually be here tonight. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Wong goes over on the left side on the wing, driving down to the baseline, putting up a little one-hander is going to be Courtney Spahn. She misses that one and gets her own rebound. Spahn comes out in 3 points here at 29 of McDermott to a Brittany Wong. Here's Courtney Spahn at the top of the circle. Over on the wing on the left side to Wong. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong hits a three-pointer for Hastings after her second tray of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And the Bronco lead is back up to 13 now at 64-51 with 90 seconds to play in this one. Here's Hoffman. Her shot's partially deflected. Ball is brought down on the baseline by Stefan. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Hastings. Stadler with a block there and the ball recovered by Cammy Breckman. Breckman gets it away now to Brittany Wong. Winds her way up the floor here for the Bronco offense. Over to McDermott here on the right sideline. McDermott out of Courtney Spahn. The Cammy Breckman over in the wing on the left side. Takes it down on the baseline. Out of Stadler at the elbow. Out to Sophia McDermott. Penetrating inside. McDermott gives it up to Courtney Spahn. Moves behind the screen. Takes it inside the free throw circle. She is hit on the play and a foul is going to be called. And now we got a no foul. Jeff Dittman wanted to call a timeout. So Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. Instead of the foul, 55.7 seconds to play. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 64, Midland 51.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. First game of two. Hastings out on top of Midland in the women's ball game, 64-51. Spahn lobs the ball into the lane off the inbound, and the foul is going to be called. Alicia Stadler called for a push off inside, and that's going to be it for Alicia Stadler. Off of the inbound from the nearest sideline. Kind of lobbed the ball in the lane to Alicia Stadler, and she's called for the push-off, and Stadler fouls out with 55 seconds to play in the contest. She leads with 13 points. Non-shooting situation, so Midland will play things in. Broncos have a 13-point lead, 64-51, under a minute to play. They lob it down on the baseline to Stefan. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets it away to Courtney Spahn. Double teamed here in backcourt. Spahn trying to get away. Does so. The pass goes here to Vanderpool. She can be tripped up in a foul. It's called intentional foul. Vanderpool is hit here by Midland from behind. An intentional foul is going to be called on Midland. It's going to go on to Trisha Hoffman. That's going to be her second. It's going to be an intentional foul called here. So Hastings will get the ball back after Aaron Vanderpool goes to the free throw line. They shoot two shots. Nobody around the lane right now because of the intentional foul. Shot is up there. It's good. That's the first free throw of the year for Aaron Vanderpool. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Next one is up there. She hits that one. Now the Broncos will get the ball back because of the intentional foul. So Hastings has built a 15-point lead again. It's 66-51 with 41 seconds to play. Here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex, Breckman takes it down to Vanderpool, deep in the corner of the right side. Vanderpool back out to Breckman, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds here by Shailene Miller of Midland. So Hastings College will play things in just the left side of their bench. Vanderpool checks out. Here comes Sophia McDermott back into the ball game. They play it in now to Brittany Wong behind the screen from Courtney Spahn, and the foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Danielle Stefan. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 7 on Midland. So going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Brittany Wong. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Wong, a couple of three-pointers, and she's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Wong is 75% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Long rebound. Wong had her hands on it. It is loose out of here in the three-point territory. Now we get a timeout called here from Midland because at the bottom of the stack was Trisha Hoffman. Grabbed possession of the ball and immediately calls the timeout. 30 seconds to play in the ball game here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. We've got a timeout with a score of Hastings 66, Midland 51.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Byron Cliff is leading Doan 80-58. They've got 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in their ball game. Morningside out on top of Northwestern tonight in Sioux City, 67-52. In women's college basketball, a matchup with the top two rated teams in women's college basketball this year in the preseason poll. There's a shot taken out for the short baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and now we got a foul called. Laurel Zwiener got the rebound there for the Broncos, and she's immediately fouled in the play there by Jamie Tramer of Midland. That's going to be your third. So Morningside evidently going to rebound nicely after losing to Hastings on a Saturday up in Sioux City at 54-50. Morningside now with a 15-point lead over Northwestern in that ball game at the Alley Gymnasium, 67-52. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Zwiener that's going to be up and in. Zwiener now with... He's an 80% foul shooter in the season. Hastings College has built a 16-point lead, 67-51. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. It's up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes to the right side of the lane. The battle is on. We've got another jump ball called here. This time the arrow pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will get it. Cammie Bruckman for Hastings was in there, along with Jamila Johnson, the freshman from Omaha Marion for the Midland Warriors. They roll the ball in. Here comes Midland back up the floor, trailing by 16 points with 12 seconds to play. Here's a shot taken by Johnson, partially deflected. Hastings grabs the ball on the baseline. Courtney Spahn has got it now for the Broncos. Gets it away to a Brittany Wong as she hustles into the forecourt. The white flag comes up, and Hastings College wins the ball game. The Hastings College Broncos getting a little scare here tonight after building an early 21-point lead in this one. Midland cut the lead down to 4 points with 6.5 minutes to play, but couldn't get any closer than that. And Hastings College goes to 6 wins and no losses on the season. With a victory here tonight at home, the Broncos are going to be now 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They beat Midland tonight by a score of 67-51. Back with a recap after this.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women's basketball team wins their sixth straight ball game to begin the 2011-2012 season here tonight as they hold off Midland University by the score of 67-51. Broncos raced out to a 24-3 lead in the first half of play before Midland made a nice little comeback. They got within 7 points at 26-19 in the first half with 2:48 to play. It was 32-19 at halftime. Hastings again built that lead up throughout much of the second half of play, but Midland comes back and eventually cut the lead down to 4 points at 51-47. So the Broncos hitting some free throws, hitting some jumpers again from Alicia Stadler and company there in the late in the second half. And the Broncos get out of here with a 16-point win here tonight by a score of 67-51. Midland got 22 points in the ball game tonight from Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman ended up shooting 13 out of 15 from the free throw line tonight. Only other player in double figures was Jamie Tramer. She had 12 points. Other scorers from Midland: Danielle Stefan had 6 points. Darian Moon had 4. 3 points for Shailene Miller. 2 points for Shelby Ruprecht. And 1 point for Karen Likas. Hastings College led tonight by Alicia Stadler. She had 13 points in the ballgame. Sophia McDermott had 12. The other scorers for Hastings: Courtney Spahn had 7. Brittany Wong had 6 points. Cammy Breckman, also in double figures, she had 10. The other scorers: Erin Vanderpool had 4. Kaylee Raggeth had 4 points. Josie Schomp had 3. Melissa Thompson had 3. Laurel Zwiener had 3. And Frankie Peterson had 2. So Hastings putting 3 girls in double figures: Alicia Stadler with 13, Sophia McDermott with 12, and Cammy Breckman had 10 points. Hastings ended up shooting 39% in the ball game tonight. They were 25 out of 63. The Broncos 8 out of 23 on 3-pointers for 34%. They were 9 out of 20 from the free throw line for 45%. Midland ended up shooting only 29% for the ball game. They had 14% of their shots go down in the first half. Then he hit 11 out of 27 in the second half. Ended up shooting 14 out of 48 for the ball game at 29.2%. Midland 2 out of 9 on 3-pointers for 22%. And they were 21 out of 29 from the free throw line tonight for 72%. Rebounds were dead even at 42. Hastings out rebounding Midland on the offensive glass 17-13. Broncos had 18 turnovers in the ball game. Midland had 23. The Broncos came up with 6 block shots and 7 steals. Midland had no block shots and 11 steals. Hastings getting 11 rebounds tonight from Laurel Zwiener. She was the leading rebounder for the Broncos. Jamie Tramer had 12 rebounds for Midland University, but Hastings College holds off the Warriors in women's college basketball here tonight, winning by the score of 67-51. The Broncos are now 6-0 on the season, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after this one. Hastings will play a weekend ball game on Saturday at Sterling College down in Kansas. That one gets underway Saturday at 6. Midland University, they dropped to 3 wins and 4 losses after this one. They're now 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score in the women's ball game was Hastings 67, Midland 51. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach here at Hastings College, as the Broncos get ready to take on the Warriors tonight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Midland, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, sitting at 3-4 in the season, you dropped your conference opener the other night to Morningside on the road, but once again, the same old story. We're right in the ballgame, losing by 7, 79-72.
I thought we did some really good things. We just, as we had talked about a little bit earlier, we just had too many lulls and long lulls. You know, we've been kind of charting some things and coming out of the second half and in every game, the first 5 minutes, we just cannot find our rhythm and just having a hard time hitting shots. And the other night against Morningside, we had really good shots. We had really good looks. I thought we had the right people shooting them. I don't think, you know, with our team, it's a selfishness or, you know, somebody taking a wrong shot at the wrong time. I mean, as we look at the stat sheet, we're shooting 53% on the year. So to go on a nine-minute lull like we did and only score 4 points in the first part of that second half, essentially about 25% of the game, you only score 4 points, you're not going to beat anybody at that clip. So we've got to definitely continue to plug away and trying to find a way to come out of, you know, the start and the start of the game and the start of the second half much better.
It was nothing, a big change that Morningside made, no big changes that Hastings made. We just couldn't get the shots to drop. Is that right?
That's exactly what it was. I mean, I knew it was going to be a tough situation when Bacon puts the ball on the floor, takes two real good dribbles, gets a nice rhythm about himself, and pulls up from about the free throw line two times in about four possessions and misses both shots. I mean, that's, to me, that's about a 75-80% shot for Dane Bacon. And you know, sometimes, you know, certain players just have those nights. And I don't think right now with the lack of productivity coming off of our bench that we're a team that can necessarily have one of our top five kids not have a pretty decent night, not have to have a career night each night. But, you know, we're not at that point yet, maturity or with our team as far as a cohesive unit to where, you know, the player that's struggling shooting oftentimes struggles on the defensive end, struggles rebounding, struggles passing the ball because they just get into a funk. And too many times young players perceive how well they're scoring or how well they're shooting the basketball with how well they're playing. And that's just not the case. You know, a lot of times a kid might not be able to score it, but they can sure defend and rebound and do some of those other things if they're not putting the ball in the basket on that given night. So we've just got to kind of find, you know, some still, you know, like we talked about in the preseason, maturity is going to be the big key with this team. And the quicker, the quicker we can mature, the faster we can respond to adversity, the better we're going to be.
You mentioned the bench. We played 10 guys the other night at Morningside, came up with 1 point off the bench. Obviously, we need some more production off the bench.
We do. And the problem that you kind of face with that at times is you say that, and then kids are going to come out and just jacking the ball up, you know, and that's not exactly what we need either. But we've had good opportunities with our kids coming off the bench, and we're just not getting shots to fall again, you know, and sometimes that's a confidence factor, and that's why kids are coming off the bench a little bit, is they either don't have the physical or the mental makeup to start the game and be in that top five. But in the same sense, you know, everybody at this point, we're 7 going into 8 ball games to a basketball season. We've got to find a way to score some baskets and be productive off of our bench.
We've got 4 losses this year. On the bright side of things, none of those 4 losses have been blowout losses. We've been in every single ball game, including the ball game the other night against Bellevue. So we're right there, maybe on the tip of the iceberg, and just need something to maybe push us over the hump.
We really do. And I just think if we can get one game going here, you know, like we've talked about, we've kind of been, you know, we've been playing well at times. Right now, we're probably playing pretty darn good basketball for about 28 of the 40 minutes. And I understand that every team, even good teams, are going to have dips in the graph there. You know, I mean, there's going to be a few peaks and valleys, but right now ours are just too drastic, and we're up 50 points, down 50 points, up. You know, I mean, if we were the stock market, you'd have people jumping out of the building every day. But we've got to just do a better job of maintaining a level of consistency. And if we're not scoring the basketball, we've got to do a much better job defensively. And I think right now defensively is our biggest key to where we can maybe get some quick points. We can get a couple runouts. We can get some of those kids coming off the bench and get their confidence by getting them an easy transition shot or get them to the foul line and kind of get a rhythm going about themselves. And, you know, it's easy to play hard when you're scoring the basketball. So if we can get a few more people playing as hard, you know, as probably our top six or maybe even seven, if we can get 8, 9, and 10 playing as hard as the top seven, we'll be all right.
We've got some games coming up now. The Hastings matches up with pretty well, including tonight's ball game with Midland. You go into your Thanksgiving holiday classic this weekend against a couple of teams out of Kansas, come back with Doan. So this is an area in the next 7, 10 days that we can really hopefully get on the stretch here.
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, we've definitely got, you know, there's nobody on our schedule that I just look at and say there's no way in heck we can beat that squad. But at the same time, there's going to be games that are tougher than others. And I think right now we're in a portion of our schedule that, you know, are probably worst-case scenario 50-50 ball games, and we're still going to have to play well. We don't have the maturity level or the savvy about us right now to kind of carry any swagger going into a game, and that would automatically count as about a 10 or a 15-point margin. But we can definitely start to build that swagger in this next four-game stretch, no doubt. And in November, and we hit into December, and kind of that, you know, that second step of your college basketball season. And if you can head into December winning 3 or 4 out of 4, or whatever it may be, you know, then you got something going. But we've got to start, and it's got to have to, you know, it's got to start here very, very soon.
It's just, it comes down to a simple case. We talked about the lulls. We're playing pretty well offensively, shooting the ball extremely well, playing well on defense. We just have not been able to put 40 minutes together. Is that right?
Well, it is. And you know, you look at some of the glaring statistics is we're turning the ball over 18 times a game, which is obviously a negative trend, no doubt. And we're also still giving up too many offensive rebounds. And it's not necessarily rebounds. You know, I think we're at least in position. But the other night we counted in the first 10 minutes of the game, there were 6 deflections or 6, what I would say, 50-50 basketballs. We only came away with one of those. You know, those, anytime a ball gets deflected or it comes off the rim hard and it kind of bobbles around in a crowd of people, we're just not coming up with those basketballs. And again, that's a toughness factor that we have yet to kind of develop and hang our hat on. That's a maturity factor. And sometimes it can be a fatigue factor because, you know, our top 2 or 3 players, as far as the production value, those kids are playing a ton of minutes right now. So, you know, we've got a lot of subtle issues that we've got to get worked out as a staff. We've got to try and figure out a little bit better rotation, especially with as many games as we've got coming up in a short period of time. We're going to have to make sure the kids get a little bit of rest, and we're going to have to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best job we can on any particular night of getting the right people at the game at the right time.
I guess the nice thing about it is you have all these games to, I guess, improve on it. You don't have time to really soak about the loss from the other night.
Yeah, that's for sure, and that's the one good thing. I thank God every day that I'm a basketball coach and not a football coach, because these things really, the older I get, boy, they eat at you more and more all the time, and to have to sit on one of these suckers for 7 days would be bad for me. But, yeah, it is, you know, and I think that's the other good thing about having a young team is they just don't know any better. You know, they don't know if we're good or bad right now. They're whatever we tell them they are, and they've been good. They've responded, and it's not a lack of effort. You know, I think anybody that's watched this play understands that we're playing really hard. I think we're getting better. I think we're getting tougher. It's just that we've got to catch a break. But, you know, luck is something that you have to earn a little bit too. And if you're doing the right things for a long period of time, you know, the basketball gods will start looking at you, and we'll get a little bit better balance on the ball and all those kinds of things. But we've got to pick it up, and we've got to step forward, and it's got to happen soon.
It is Midland in here tonight to take on Hastings College. This is a team that has a brand new coach this year. It looks like a little bit different style, huh?
Oh, it's totally a different style. I mean, Todd Eisner comes from Bellevue, where he kind of developed that basketball program into a national power that was at Branson, Missouri, at the national tournament for probably close to a decade, if not a few years longer, you know, consecutive years. And he's done a heck of a job at Midland in a very short period of time. They've got a different attitude about them. They're really getting down, and they're really guarding you. They're going to be a little bit more methodical maybe than some of the other teams in the GPAC, but he fits their personnel very well. A very intense individual, and he's got them playing at a very high level.
In the past, as a team that's been averaging up in the 80s, 70s and 80s points per ball game, you take a look at them now, they're struggling to get out of the 60s. So, like I said, they really hunker down on defense, and it's going to be maybe a grind them out affair tonight.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's going to be a possession game. I mean, you're looking at maybe an old school Nebraska Wesleyan or a Concordia type of kind of a rock fight, typical, you know, GPAC game tonight. And I think the thing about it is we've just got to be, you know, we've been efficient, knock on wood, up to this point offensively, and we're just going to have to make sure we've just got to find a way to continue to develop extra possessions, whether that's turnovers or rebounds or offensive rebounds or just getting flat out steals or just, you know, forcing bad decisions, whatever the case may be. We've got to find a way to win the battle as far as more shots that are taken, because right now we're at a pretty significant deficit throughout the course of 7 games of giving up more, our opponents getting more shots than we are. And as efficient as we are offensively, if you get 5 or 6 more shots a game at 50%, there's 6 or 8 points on every ball game. Boy, we'd be a pretty darn good team right now if we could get that done.
I know in the past we've always had maybe try to speed up the tempo a little bit. Tonight they might want to play a slowdown affair. Can we sit there in the half court and play this team?
Well, I think the benefit that we have with this team right now, and hopefully I'm not going to jinx myself here, but we have the ability to play a couple different tempos. And Maya Slough and I were talking about it the other day, the thing about his senior year when we had that really good team that was so difficult is when teams tried to slow it down. We had no half court game. We were all or nothing. You know, I mean, it was 60 mile an hour everywhere we went, and that's the way that team played. This team can play up tempo. I think right now, just as far as a comfort level, they're a little bit more comfortable in the mid 70s as far as a point production, and I think we can play down into the 60s if need be. But I prefer to get back into the 80s. I like that style of play a little bit more, and I think it suits our personnel just a little bit more.
A couple of guys on the Midland we have to stop today.
Well, I think it's got to start with their point guard position. Again, you know, there's no shortage of really good point guards in this league, and they've got a young kid by the name of Ben Emig who I think just kind of directs the traffic, and I think he does a really good job. And I think there'll be a couple other kids. They have the Kenobi kid who's been kind of a staple there, and it does a nice job. He's kind of a 6'5 type player that can go inside and out. And then they have kind of a slew of athletes on the wings. The Donald Jones kid that transferred up to Midland this year is an athlete that you just don't see at many other programs in our league. You know, he's a very dynamic kid, a kid that can get the rebound on the defensive end and take it all the way down the floor and convert very easily. So they've got, you know, a slew of players. They're playing about 9 or 10 players consistently too. So it's not necessarily one. I think it's more their scheme that we're going to have to look at necessarily than just centering in or focusing in on 1 or 2 players.
Probably come down to rebounding again as you sit down and draw up, I guess, the keys to success in this ball game tonight. It seems like it comes down to that. We've got to get better in that area.
Yeah, we do. You know, and I think we're making strides, Mike. I do. I mean, after 7 games, we are at a plus margin in rebounds. It's only a +1, but it's better than the alternative, which is a -1. So we're getting better, and I think we're making strides. It's just, we've got, you know, our learning curve has got to start to get a little bit shorter. We've got to take a little bit more pride. We've got to take a little bit more, self-conscious that the deficits or the deficiencies that we have as a team right now. We've just got to make some changes, and nothing will change unless we do. So if we can't change or we don't change, we're not going to have very good luck. But if we do, with our ability, and I think the style of play that we want to do, and the kids and, you know, we're working hard at it and all those things, Mike, I think we've got a pretty good chance to make a quick turnaround.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lamps and a play-by-play description up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.